At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Vice President Mike Pence was in Texas over the weekend. His stops included Hidalgo to tour the U.S.-Mexico border, just days after Republican Senate leaders failed to pass immigration reforms. However, at a Dallas County Republican Party fundraiser Saturday, Pence promoted recent administration efforts, including a major tax overhaul and heightened immigration enforcement.
We're going to secure our borders. We're going to fix this broken immigration system, and make no mistake about it, we're going to build that wall.
Pence also asked the audience to pray for victims of the Florida school shooting.
Let's also pray for God's wisdom, for all those vested with public authority, that we might find a way to come together as a nation to confront and end this evil in our time once and for all.
Pence's speech did not outline a plan to address mass shootings or gun violence. Democratic House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was also in Texas this weekend, fundraising in Houston. Pelosi today is scheduled to join Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro in San Antonio to discuss the new tax law. The Plano City Council yesterday voted to publicly censure one of its members. Tom Harrison drew criticism last week when he shared an anti-Islam post on social media. He shortly after issued an apology on his Facebook page, but council members said they've since learned about other offensive social media postings from Harrison. Some, including the mayor, have called on Harrison to resign. Harrison has refused to step down. Early voting begins tomorrow for the Texas primaries. The latest University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll showed strong support for some high-profile Republican candidates. Incumbents Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick had the support of 95% and 88% of likely GOP primary voters. Democrats running for those offices face more difficult paths, though, to their party's nomination. 43% of likely primary voters surveyed backed former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez. Andrew White of Houston had 24%. The remaining seven candidates each received 7% or less. Today in Vital Signs, a new study has found more stroke victims may be saved from disability or death if doctors can remove blood clots that block circulation to the brain. Also, doctors may have more time than originally thought to perform the treatment. I talked about this with Dr. Farhan Siddiq, a endovascular neurosurgeon with Texas Health Fort Worth and Texas Health Physicians Group. Traditionally, we've looked at that time window as 6 hours. A new study says there's more time than thought, maybe 16 hours?
Actually, up to 24 hours. So initially, for the stroke treatment, the only treatment available was intravenous clot lysing medication, which is a short abbreviation as TPA. And then over the past several years, endovascular therapies, which means going in through the blood vessels and removing the clot mechanically, started gaining more and more momentum. And then particularly over the last 2 or 3 years, and especially this year, we have really pushed the envelope. So with the intravenous TPA, the time window initially was 3 hours, which was very tight. And the number of patients that we could offer that treatment was very small. So then we increased that time window to 4.5 hours, but the success rate of intravenous TPA is not more than 10 to 30% in most studies. So then came the endovascular era, which initially pushed the envelope to about 6 to 8 hours. And then this year, recently, the two main trials, the diffuse trial studied patients up to 16 hours and Dawn trial studied patients up to 24 hours. Both the trials data and their results are very robust. So I think it's kind of consensus among the stroke physicians and community is that 24 hours for certain specific patients is an eligible time enrollment window for an endovascular therapy.
Considering, though, that we were once at 3 hours or more to try and treat stroke, now we're 16 hours, maybe 24 hours.
Yes.
What accounts for that? How have we gotten to that point?
When an artery is occluded, there is lack of blood flow to that part of the brain. And brain cells are very, very sensitive. You know, and traditionally, we think that it only takes about 3 minutes for a brain cell to suffer irreversible damage. However, we are now finding out that though the main artery is occluded, there may be some collateral circulation keeping those brain cells alive for a period longer than what we thought initially. And so what we basically need to find is those patients who have those collaterals in their brain that are keeping the brain cells hypofunction but still alive. We want to select those patients for procedure because those are the patients who will have benefit. With the new devices, we've been very successful in removing more than 85% of those clots.
Does this expanded time window work for every stroke patient?
So it's not going to work for every stroke patient. It will only work for stroke patients who have a large vessel occlusion. There are several different types of strokes, and sometimes there is a small vessel ischemic stroke, and in those strokes, endovascular therapy cannot be effective. Then there are certain other etiologies of stroke where it does not work. And then some patients may present late, or some patients may have damage to their brain already established by the time they come in.
So in other words, it depends on what kind of stroke you had and how bad the damage is.
Yes.
Will these study results lead to a change in guidelines for treating stroke?
The guidelines are changing, actually. American Heart Association and American Stroke Association have already incorporated the 24-hour window for acute stroke treatment, and with the new trial also coming, which also reinforces the 24-hour window or 16-hour window. So yes, those are the guidelines are changing. Most of the hospitals that are up to date, and even in our hospital, you know, our protocols have changed, and we are moving towards enrolling the patients up to 24 hours.
That gives medical professionals more time to respond. But has anything changed for the patient or someone trying to help the patient get care?
Even though that we can extend the window period to 24 hours, the sooner the patients present, the better care they can get, the more we can be effective in improving their quality of life afterwards. Because you're losing several billion brain cells per minute when there is a stroke, something that we want to prevent.
Dr. Siddique, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.
Dr. Farhan Siddique is an endovascular neurosurgeon with Texas Health Fort Worth and Texas Health Physicians Group. We got a 60% chance of rain today. Expect a high near 75.